This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Why is the day of Arafah the most valuable day to the Muslims? I will share with you two reasons, inshallah. Bear with me. May Allah bless you. Number one, it was the day of Arafah, on which Islam was completed. The halal and the haram was pretty much finalized. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a few months before he passed away, on the day of Arafah, he gave a speech. At the end of the speech, it was during the farewell Hajj, he asked the crowd a question. The crowd consisted of more than 100,000 people. He asked them, Ala hal ballaght? Have I conveyed the message? Have I done my job? With all these years of prophethood, have I conveyed the message clearly and understood by all of you? Ala hal ballaght? All the Sahaba said, Ala na'am. Yes, of course you did. He asked again, Ala hal ballaght? Have I conveyed the message? And they all said, Ala na'am, of course you did. Then one last time. One last time he asked, for the third time, Ala hal ballaght? You sure I conveyed the message? I've done my job? All the Sahaba said, Ala na'am, yes you did. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Allah, Allahumma fashhad. O Allah, bear witness of their affirmation. O Allah, bear witness that they have confirmed that I've done the job. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba, therefore, now that you comprehended, you understood, you confirmed, you affirmed, don't you ever go back to kufr. Don't go back to kufr of disbelief and the old days of oppressing one another and killing one another. Don't go back now that you understood and you comprehended. Now, this is a standard. Islam was complete and Allah revealed the very famous verse from Surah Al-Ma'idah, chapter 5, verse number 3, part of it. Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum. Today I have completed your religion. وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي, and I completed my favors upon you. وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا, and I am pleased, Allah is saying, I am pleased Islam to be your religion. Allahu Akbar. So this is one of the reasons. The second reason is something that happened a long, long, long time ago. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, during the time when Allah created Prophet Adam, our father, when Allah created Adam, he pulled from Adam's back, from the loins of Adam, all of Adam alayhi salam's progeny, all the children, male and female, were basically presented in front of Allah. You were there. I was there. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was there. All the progeny was there. And we know something. Allah created in every human being in the default settings that we are inclined to believe in La ilaha illallah. There's one God to be worshipped. Every human being in their system is called fitrah, the innate nature, alhamdulillah. Meaning if someone with this nature that is pure, if you tell them about Islam clearly, this nature, innate nature, will recognize it and would accept it. As long as this nature has not been polluted and not been corrupted. May Allah protect us, Ya Rab. So when Allah created Adam and all that creation and was pulled from the back of Adam, that system being installed in them, everyone had the fitrah. Everyone had the innate nature. Okay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He presented all the human beings and we were there, Allah asked us all, Alastu bi Rabbikum, am I not your Lord? Allah asked that question on the day of Arafah. Allahu Akbar. Allah has a calendar. Allah, to Him, there are 12 months in the year. And on the day of Arafah, which happens to be on Dhul Hijjah, the last month of the Islamic calendar, He asked us this question, Alastu bi Rabbikum, am I not your Lord? Now the progeny, we were there, we recognized Allah. Our system, there's fitrah, there's Islam. So when we saw Allah, we were inclined to realize this is Allah who spoke to us. It is Allah who created us. So we all said, Bala, yes, surely you are our Lord. Then Allah said to us, do not come yawm al-qiyamah and say, Inna kunna an hadha ghafileen. I never knew about this. I don't know what you're talking about. Don't come on the Day of Judgment and say, I don't understand what's going on. I never felt there's, you know, an importance of God, things of that sort. No, the inclination is there. If you ever hear the message of Islam conveyed clearly to you, and the hujjah was made, no excuses for you, then you should follow and you should adhere to it. So in both stories, both examples I gave to you, the Sahaba confirmed they understood the message from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the Day of Arafah. And many, many decades and centuries and millenniums ago, Allah asked us and we confirmed this default settings is working very well. Ya Allah, you are our Lord. Because of those wonderful moments, Allah made the Day of Arafah the greatest day of the whole year. That is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, whoever fasts the Day of Arafah, Allah forgives 2 years worth of sinning, the year that passed and the year that will come. Allahu Akbar, how honorable is that day. And another blessing of this day, khayru du'a'i, the best time to ever make dua in your life is on the Day of Arafah. Your dua will be accepted on this day more than any other time and day. May Allah accept our dua. May Allah bless you and allow you and I to be able to fast and make dua to Allah and do as many good deeds as possible. Thank you so much. Assalamu alaikum.